Welcome to the Ecosystem Podcast. I'm Sash Mukherjee, Principal Analyst at Ecosystem. And today we're going to continue on from where we left off in our conversation with Kaushik Khattak, our digital transformation and supply chain expert. In case you've missed the first two podcasts, Kaushik and I have been talking about the business value of technology investments, both tangibles and intangibles. Welcome to round three, Kaushik.
Hi, Sash. Good afternoon and, you know, good to be back.
Good to have you back. So, Kaushik, we've spoken about the promised benefits in an established business case. So today I want to change course a bit and focus on the challenges of technology adoption. You have been helping clients adopt digital technologies for over three decades now. So what do you see as the biggest challenges in the use of these technologies?
Yeah, sure. And that's really an important point of discussion. You know, a good business case gives the promise of business benefits that will come. So, and also it helps in building the right things. In other words, the right use cases that are aligned to their business strategies of the companies, right?
Yeah.
And then comes the aspect of building them right and choosing a good technology platform, skilled resources, that's all part of building those, you know, technologies right. However, if the post-go-live adoption of technology is not done well, then an organization will not be able to realize the full potential of the promised value, you know, the value that was established at the beginning of the journey through the business cases from these digital investments. And you know, what I see is there are, of course, several elements that contribute to successful technology adoption. For example, you need data discipline. You need very strong monitoring of the benefits and, you know, understand where there could be gaps so that you could plan your interventions accordingly. You also need right technology resources for, you know, ongoing support, enhancements, etc. However, I firmly believe that the people dimension, in terms of people who are using this technology, that is the most important element and the most, you know, it is the critical contributor to successful digital adoption. Or in other words, you know, we need to help them transition and manage this change. So change management is key. But, you know, unfortunately, it is not given its due importance in technology implementation projects in the past and even now.
Right. You have hit upon a very, very important point here, you know, the people and how to prepare them for the change technology adoption will bring. It obviously will bring some changes. In our previous podcasts, you have been able to bring in your real life experience to help us understand things a bit more. And I'm sure the audience will appreciate another story. So can you share a specific example from your own experience?
Yeah, sure. So you see, we often get caught up in the excitement of designing new processes and new systems and forget the people who will need to learn and use them. That is, as I said, you know, that dimension needs to be addressed. That is the critical dimension. So, you know, let me share with you a story because people relate to stories. There's an incident that happened to me quite some time back, about 20 years back. And that was my aha moment in terms of understanding, you know, how to help technology adoption better. So this was late 90s, you know, 98, 99. And the world, as you might know, the millennials will not, of course, but the world was then in the grip of Y2K fear, like we are right now in the grip of a COVID fear. It was year 2K, Y2K fear all around. And every company, you know, worth their salt were implementing ERP systems in preparation for that date change when the clock would strike at the midnight hour of December 31, 1999. So everyone with apprehension was, you know, trying to meet that deadline. I used to work in a management consulting firm those days in the USA. And we were involved in doing quite a complex, large ERP project for a leading global high-tech company. As you know, my background is in supply chain, so I was in charge of the supply chain stream of the project. And For this particular project, we took the so-called Big Bang approach and went live with the new ERP system on one single day across 6 manufacturing plants and over 60 distribution centers and sales offices across the world. So it was huge. You know, on that day, we just switched the new system on and switched off the old system. So everyone was forced to start with the new system from that day onwards. But in preparation, in order to provide adequate go-live support, we had split our teams into smaller groups and we had deployed them at all the key sites to help the users get familiar with the new systems and processes after go-live. We had, of course, done user training before. And I was in one of the southern states in the US at one of their large manufacturing sites. So the go-live happened. And as I was interacting with the people in the warehouse, in the manufacturing, I realized that one particular warehouse employee, you know, I've actually forgotten his name, but he has been a great teacher in my life. So let's call him Bob. Bob has taken a particular dislike to me. And I was wondering why would he have such a dislike to me particularly? Well, everyone was friendly and, you know, were coming to me with questions and, you know, we were trying to sort the issues out. Bob was very rude and was avoiding me altogether. I was quite clueless, actually. You know, what could be the reason for such animosity? I considered those days also, and as well now, I consider myself to be fairly approachable and a genial person. So why then? After talking to a few people who were more open to sharing, the realization hit home. You know, apparently Bob was the star of the warehouse in the old world, in the world of the old ERP system. He was extremely fast in navigating through the, you know, those ancient green screen based terminals and keyboard based navigation. He knew the part numbers. So all these part numbers he had done, you know, he was late 50s, I think that time. So he had worked for around 30 years. He knew all the part numbers. He knew all the bin and warehouse locations by heart. He was the go-to person for all warehousing decisions. He knew exactly where each part was, which bin the incoming part needs to go into, and in which sequence the part needs to be dispatched, etc., etc. So he was the man. But with the new ERP system, we had turned his life upside down. You know, instead of the green screens, we implemented a Windows-based system where, you know, there are multiple windows that one needs to navigate through and they need mouse skills more than keyboard skills. Also, you know, in our infinite wisdom, we had implemented new part numbering and location numbering. In their previous system, the part numbers and the location numbers had, meaning infused in them. So NT5435 would actually mean that NT would stand for a particular type of part. But, you know, in the relational database world, one doesn't need to have meaning hard-coded into these entity numbers, so you could search easily. So as a result of all this, now Bob doesn't know the new numbering system. He's not familiar with the screen navigation. And also he considers himself too old to learn. He is not the go-to person anymore. And he's frustrated. Fuming at the injustice done to him by unknown people in unknown locations. So he did know, you know, he was not involved in that whole process of, you know, designing of the solution. And he has been kept completely outside. So in me, he saw the embodiment of that injustice. No wonder he did not like me. If I were him, I do not know what I would have done, right? Because in a greater sense, we had failed him in helping him transition to the new world. We had not adequately communicated to him the need for this change and how this change will impact his daily job. This wasn't, you know, it was an extremely extreme example, but that was indeed my aha moment. From that day onwards, you know, he had been such a great teacher, that experience. I every time I get into any kind of technology implementation discussion or, helping people adopt through such technology journeys, always the name Bob floats in my mind, and I still can visualize him walking down the warehouse aisles trying to avoid. You need to take people along with you in such transformational journeys. Otherwise, you can't make it.
Yeah. And these situations are way more common than we think they are, right? So how does an organization actually avoid, you know, these Bob-like situations?
Yeah, so, you know, we are talking about managing change. And change management as a framework and methodology is not new at all. It's just that it has not been, and it still is not given due importance when someone is planning through this whole transformation journeys. The process of managing change needs to start right at the beginning, at the time when the case for change is being established. One needs to communicate, you know, what this, why we are changing, the change imperative, and the change story in the context of each stakeholder. Not just the senior management who are taking the decisions, but at all levels of the organization. You know, what does this change mean for someone like Bob or Mike or, you know, Andrew, in terms of the job that they are doing today, and how it will be different when this particular technology has been implemented? We also need to assess how ready the organization is for such a change. And then we need to plan, you know, what are the communication modes we should employ? What is the frequency of this communication? How should we train? And also importantly, how should we be coaching them? So also a change journey is only possible when you have change champions. So identifying those change champions through which you will communicate the change. Because if the change story gets communicated only from senior management, it will have limited impact when it gets down to the lower levels of the organization. So that's one. And I think another important learning I have had is that managing this change, you know, think of right now I'm working with a leading port in Asia, and we are going through a very similar transformation of completely changing their transaction platform, and it'll be done in one day. So, and it's about 5,000 people. That's not a, you know, small number to manage change for these 5,000 people. So how do you get that process right? And the main learning I've had is that your first line managers are the most important links in that whole change management process. Because you see, any system will be used by the people who are actually doing the work, right? So people in the factory production lines, in offices, you know, people in the ground who needs to follow the right process, enter the right data, use the new technology in the right way, et cetera, et cetera. From the top or from an outside, you know, if a consulting company comes and helps or an implementation partner, someone would not have a good idea of what is going on the ground. Only the first line managers have the view of what is going well, what is not, and what intervention is required. So getting the first line managers on board in this whole change journey is very, very critical.
Right. Kaushik, I could keep chatting with you, and we all unfortunately always run out of time. It has been an absolute pleasure, listening in on the last few sessions with you. And I really look forward to many more in the future.
Thank you, Sash. Always a pleasure. And again, this is a very, very, you know, a topic that I feel very close to and passionate about. So it was great talking about this story.
Yeah. And we will, I'm sure we'll create more stories in the future as well. Thank you all for listening in. We'll continue to engage with our analyst ecosystem in our podcasts for more industry insights. Log on to the ecosystem platform for more insights from our experts like Kaushik and for our data-driven research. Till next time.